This is the Iowa State Athletics SciCast.
This SciCast is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Visit any Van Wall location today to test drive the full lineup of John Deere compact utility tractors with the power and versatility to conquer anything this season. I'm John Walters. Today's SciCast is a visit with Iowa State wrestling coach Kevin Dresser. Over the weekend in Tulsa, the Cyclones claimed their first Big 12 team title since 2009 with two individual champs, eight NCAA qualifiers, and Coach Dresser being named as the Big 12 Coach of the Year. It's a team which can certainly make some noise in Kansas City at the NCAA Championships. We hope you'll enjoy this visit with Kevin Dresser. Well, Coach, Big 12 champs, was there a point in the season where you felt strongly that this team could win the Big 12?
Yeah, you know, I think I was pretty consistent with my message. I just felt like if we could progress all year, we definitely could compete for a Big 12 championship. And, you know, I said it in the beginning, as I said, this is a really good team. If we can keep improving every week, I think we got a really, really good shot. And, of course, you know, it became clear as you get to see the competition out there. And I knew the competition. I mean, I did not expect Oklahoma State to be as good as they were this year. They really made some good they had some good guys. They got a few good off-season acquisitions and just did a really good job of coaching them up. And, of course, Missouri is always super tough. And then South Dakota State stepped up this year. UNI is always tough. So the league's just getting a lot tougher. So, you know, makes that win this weekend a little bit better.
Take me through the weekend. A lot of bonus points to help secure the team title. Your style of wrestling sure helps, and it also really takes everyone doing their job.
It sure does. You know, we had all 10 guys score points for us. And, you know, in an individual sport, that really makes it a team sport. We really like that, and we emphasize that. And then the other thing we did emphasize was bonus points. And I think we more than doubled the bonus points that, you know, any other team had. And so we really talked about it a lot the last two or three weeks. And we even did a simulation last weekend of the Big 12 tournament here in town. And we kept score of each round of the bonus points we scored. So I really wanted these guys to understand how the numbers work and how it could help us, and it worked out good.
Anthony Etchemendia beats Happel again to win. How much growth have you seen from Anthony over the course of the season?
Oh, my gosh, a tremendous amount of growth. He's always been a good wrestler, but, you know, to manage his weight, he picked a weight to go down to that made him work a little harder and be a lot more disciplined just with his whole lifestyle, and it was a change of lifestyle for him. And then to be able to go out there and perform at a high level like he's done is a testament to him. You know, he's a true professional. It's so important to him. And, if you heard his interviews, he's probably the most grateful kid in Ames, Iowa right now, and he has been for the last, since we gave him a shot to get back on the team.
Today's SciCast is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Van Wall Equipment and John Deere are proud to support Iowa's farmers in the field and Iowa State Athletics on the field.
I'm a big fan of Casey Swiderski. How hard is it for a guy to get bumped into the Constellations, especially the way it happened with him, and then to get your head right back in the right place to go dominate, get bonus points, and take third?
Well, he bonus pointed his way through Sunday. You know, he got a tech fall and a major decision. So that was an extra 2.5 points that, you normally wouldn't get. And he did it on the backside. So really proud of him.
Tell me, Coach, about Evan Frost. He continues his great season. He's another guy that got bonus points for you all weekend and then fell to a five-time champ now in Dayton Fix. But that performance by Frost and what he's done all year is just another great success story.
Yeah, and, you know, I like to say he's a pleasant surprise. We always knew he was good, but to get out again and step out on the biggest stage at Division I wrestling and perform at this level as a freshman has really been impressive. I mean, we're super proud of Evan and his progress.
I was basically physically exhausted after watching the 157-pound final between Chittum and Downey. What were your thoughts as you were watching that match unfold?
Well, you know, from a fan's perspective, I'm sure it was a great, great match. And it was. I mean, you got two guys that nobody wanted to lose that match. And I don't know if there was a loser in that match. But, you know, just a tough competitor, both guys. We had our chances to win that match. We need to get better in the bottom. We learned what we've got to tweak this week. And, you know, we got to be able to finish some takedowns against a guy that's really, really athletic and hard to score on. So really proud of Cody and his effort, and he'll come back. That guy likes to win.
David Carr now 2-2 against O'Toole in his career, and there's a great chance they're going to see each other again in Kansas City. What will David need to do a little bit differently if that rematch presents itself?
Well, we need to make some adjustments. I don't want to go into detail here because I don't want to give the answers to the test away, but we've got to change it up a little bit. there's some things that we saw that we think we can fix and give ourselves a better chance to win. And that's going to be the goal.
I know that team championship was a big goal for David. How much harder would it have been to get this program to the point where it could win that team title without what David's done here over the last 5 years?
Oh, David's been invaluable. You know, I mean, you see a kid that loses, he loses his first time he's ever lost in the big, he was trying to be a 5-time Big 12 champ himself. And wasn't able to do it, but, you know, right away, by the time we got to Younger's match, 3 matches later, he was the first guy in Younger's corner. And then when we had it locked up and won, he led all of the celebrations and all of the, he coordinated all the pictures. And he really talked about winning a team title for a lot during his career. So I know he was, we were all excited, but he's definitely was the most excited guy on the team last night.
Regardless of your profession, the color of your collar, or your standard of style, step confidently into the spotlight with Authentic Brand Gear. It's the premium label our team wears, and you too can enhance your company's image with Authentic Brand. Insist on it from your trusted supplier.
That finish by Younger, and actually the first takedown he got was incredible against Hendrickson. What an example of his athleticism. You've just got to be thrilled with the way that the move to heavyweight has paid off here for Younger.
Yep, yeah, and he told me, he said, Coach, you're going to watch me. Because I'm going to be a different guy next year because I'm going to have energy and I'm going to have my strength. And, you know, the way that things worked out last year, it was just better for us to have him at 197, but he obviously had to work to make that weight. And, you know, he got dinged up and hurt last year at the end of the year on top of it, so he wasn't able to train, which made making the weight harder. So, you know, it just was one of them things, you know, learning experiences, but in the off season, I could see him just literally grow. And, you know, he's weighing about 240 now. So he's proven that he can handle the weight pretty well.
Two Big 12 champions from Cuba. Is that something you'll continue to explore with this program?
Yeah, that Cuba pipeline's been pretty beneficial. I think we'll try to keep that thing going.
I don't blame you. Now you have 8 qualifiers for now, hopefully get a 9th. A week to get ready. What's your confidence level heading into Kansas City?
Well, I'll say the same thing I've said from the very first interview after our very first weekend. This is a good team, and, you know, if we can continue to make some progress here, I'll always be the coach. The coach part of me says we got a lot of things that we can fix between now and when we leave Tuesday, and we're going to go to work on those tomorrow, and, you know, I'm just excited to see how high this team can fly.
On Football Saturdays, our John Deere Run of the Game is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Nothing runs like a deer, especially when supported by the team at Van Wall Equipment, the Cyclones' John Deere dealer of choice.
Well, you've done well in tournament settings, obviously, with Cliff Keene and now this. How much confidence does that give you that, hey, this team can score and score the way it needs to next week?
I think so. You know, the thing to do well at the NCAA wrestling tournament's very similar to what it takes to win at the NCAA basketball level, football level, or any sport is, number one, you got to be good. And number two, you got to have some breaks. You know, you got to have some things fall your way. You got to have a little bit of luck. Last year, you know, we were good. We didn't get any breaks at all when we were at the NCAA tournament and fell short of what we thought we could do. So that's what we've got to keep our mind on and keep our eye on the ball there and make sure that we try to get as many of those close wins on our side and not against us like we did last year.
When you make that comparison to basketball, I think of the closeness of the team that TJ has, the closeness of the team that Coach Fenley has, and it really does feel like your guys are very close also. Obviously, it's an individual sport, but how much does that closeness matter when you see guys pulling for each other as hard as they were?
Well, everybody knew waking up Sunday morning how every match in that morning round mattered. I guess it started at noon, so technically it was an afternoon round. But that consolation round on Sunday, we were up by 10, and we needed to try to hold our ground as much as possible. Oklahoma State had 6 in competing that round, and we had 4, so we were 2-man down to start with, and we held serve there for the most part and went into the finals with a 7-point lead instead of a 10-point lead. But on paper, it looked like it could have been a lot worse. But the neat thing about it was is we had every guy that traveled with us, every guy that wrestled was in the corner, almost to the point they got kicked out by security. But it was a big following for each guy, so I know it made a difference.
Coach, congratulations on the team title. Great accomplishment. Congratulations on Coach of the Year, and good luck next week.
Thanks, John.
Today's SciCast was brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Stop by one of their locations and learn how to farm better, work smarter, and play harder when you run with Van Wall and John Deere.
Thanks for listening.